Well, first of all, Chris, a lot of Chesterfield fans have eyebrows have been raised at the statement put out by Dave Allen earlier about the funding situation right now. How difficult is it at Chesterfield?
Well, we're the same as every football club. It's very difficult in the climate financially. I mean, the statement that the chairman's put out today is an honest statement of where we are. We've not cut the playing budget. The playing budget is actually the same as what it was last season. Finances that we were hoping to bring in during the summer did not materialise, which would have helped us raise the playing budget that little bit more, which we wanted to do. But I mean, the two things that disappointed us were the concerts. We tried to bring in some outside income by putting the concerts on, and although we felt that both concerts were good entertainment, financially they were not productive as what we would have liked, which would have helped us once again put the money towards the team on the pitch.
So is it right then and fair to say that there is no new money for players in after promotion to League One?
Well, that is correct because you know, like I say, we haven't cut the wage budget. We've kept it the same as last season. Some players have moved out and one or two have just have moved in. I mean, this is all brought about because there seems to be a lot of pressure being put on Paul regarding strikers. Now, Paul's been chasing strikers all summer and trying to do it within the framework of what we've got. And you know, we are not in a position where we can bring in players to the club that cost us an absolute fortune over a 2-3 year contract if they're not successful. We can't be picking up the pieces after it. The chairman, he owns this club and he has personally financed this football club for a number of years. And, you know, without him, I wouldn't be sitting here in the stadium as I speak to you now, Andy. We're not in a serious situation, but we don't want to get ourselves into that serious situation. The players recruited last year, magnificent recruitments by the management staff. All those players are more than capable of handling themselves in League One. That's why we brought them to the club. It was not just sign them to get us out of League Two. It was to get us out of League Two and be able to compete in League One. I certainly believe that those players will be able to compete in League One. Yes, we're like everybody else. We want an extra two or three players here or there. And we will support Paul in ventures to try and do that. But unfortunately, we're not in the situation where we would have liked to have been if those concerts would have gone financially well for us.
Has the budget been spent then? I mean, the budget that was designed for last season, is that up?
Yeah, our budget will be competitive in League One. We're not a Sheffield United who get 20,000 people down the road. We haven't thrown hundreds of thousands of pounds of it to get us out of League Two. We've spent what we can spend to sustain the business and get us into League One. We're now in League One and we're going to compete in League One. And I feel that we will do. And if and when something arises, it will be looked at, as always. Paul is fully behind it. We're fully behind Paul. For the first time, the club's showing some signs in younger players and development and recruitment around the 20-year-old players. We're going to be supportive. But we're not in a position where Paul can go and bring in three strikers at X amount of pounds a week and let's gamble and go for it. We're not in that situation, unfortunately, or fortunately. We have got to have the best interests of the club, mid-term and long-term, at the helm of it. But, you know, as I say, we will support Paul, and if and when we can do it, and it's the right player, right time, then we've always found the money for it.
Because there are concerns amongst some supporters that a star player might, or any player for that matter, might have to be sold to fund a striker.
Absolutely, no, absolutely not. No, none of our players are for sale, or are we looking to sell any of our players? like I say, I'll go back. We've recruited this team over the last 15 months to be able to take Chesterfield forward in the next 2 to 3 seasons. We've extended players' contracts because we believe in their ability, and they've been proven to be of that ability that can play this team in League One. What we will do, we'll look at the situation, as I say, look at any player that's put forward, see if we can do it. If Paul's always said all summer that he's waiting for the player that can improve the team, it might fall out the sky in the last week of the pre-season. It might fall out the sky when we kick the season off. We're not in the position where we can go bring 3 or 4 players in. Bosa's got up to 22 players, and then it all falls flat. We're managing this club on what it can afford, or what is willing to be paid out for. And Paul knows that, I know that, and obviously the chairman does that. And that's where we are. And, you know, we all want those extra players. Every manager up and down the country wants those extra players, but we have to be seen, and we have to look after this club how it needs to be looked after, and financially how we can afford to do that. Now, as I say, you know, we're not going to be steamrolled into going spending money that we can't afford. It's as simple as that. But our budget is competitive in League One. It might not be the top 3 or 4 in the division, but it's a
good
budget.
Where would you say it is then? Because I had a similar conversation about defining what's competitive. What's a competitive then?
Well, if I give you a figure, then everybody thinks it's that figure. And we are competitive in League One with budgets. I can assure you of that. I've managed in League One for a number of years, and our budget is bigger than my last club. We were in League One for 5 or 6 years. So it's there. Yeovil weren't on a big budget. They ended up in the Championship. Bournemouth went through the Leagues 1 and 2 on 18 players. So another clubs have gone through, have been relegated in divisions on massive budgets and massive numbers of players. So it's not about, it's about the quality that's going out onto the pitch, not how much you've spent and how many players you've recruited. We're sensible. We know what we're doing. We know what we're doing in terms of this standard, and we'll provide it if and when we can do it.
This, we're at Football Heaven getting a lot of traffic about Gary Roberts. Has he done anything or said anything about wanting to move on?
No, absolutely. We have. You see, one of the things that Paul Cook has at this club is a fantastic team spirit between the management and players. And there's not one disgruntled, and why should there be, any disgruntled player within this squad or within this club. We have got, as I say, a great management team who have performed how Paul said he would when he first came to the club. The players performed last season, scored the most goals in the division last year, I think rivaled anybody's defensive record. See, when we got promoted in 2011, the two strikers left the club and the team remained the same. But if that team had conceded 55 goals that season, great entertainment going forward, but leaked too many goals. Last season, our defensive tie, I look at our back four and our goalkeepers that we've got, they're more than enough to compete in League One, in most teams. And we spent £220,000 on loan players alone to get us out of League Two last time. And in League One last time, the same team virtually was the same that has conceded all the goals in League Two, started conceding in League One. And we spent £330,000 that year trying to stay in League One through loan players. It's not the way forward for us now. We've got a squad of players I think can compete. If during the season or before the season something crops up that we feel that it's going to be beneficial to the squad, we will do it. And I'll say again, we are not looking to sell any players, and no player is wanting to leave the club.
Because, again, to throw a fan's point at you, the fact that, you know, it's a difficult situation, I appreciate that, but spending early last season, has it put you in a difficult position this season because it gives you less freedom to bring in players now?
Yes and no, really. Because we invested into the squad last season with players that we felt, if and when promotion were to be achieved, then that those players can be more than good enough for League One. and that will be proven to be the case. When we played Leeds United Championship last season, acquitted ourselves very well. When we played Oldham, we acquitted ourselves very well. When we played Peterborough at the back end of the season in the Johnson's Paints Trophy, we acquitted ourselves very well. Peterborough ended up playing in the playoff finals for League One last season. You know, anybody who saw that game could see that we could match them on the day. We feel we can. And you keep saying this, it's not a closed door and there won't be anybody else coming in. We're working on a budget that we feel we can be. The bottom line is, Andy, we have to make sure this football club stays on an even keel. Everybody can go out and spend money that you haven't got, but there becomes a day when you have to pay that back. And when that day happens and you can't pay it back, the club goes into administration and bang, bang, everybody knows what happens in football. We don't want to take Chesterfield there. We've got a good side, a good squad of players with a great management team that we have every confidence in and we back strongly. And I know that if Paul comes to us with something that everybody's agreeable with, we'll go with it.
Couple of final points. Firstly, has anybody come in to test the water at Chesterfield about a star?
No.
Any player?
No players.
The player that, well, we've discussed on the record before, his name's been in the public domain for a while. Paul Cook has addressed this situation. Michael Higden, where are things with him?
Well, Michael Higden is contracted to Nijmegen in Holland. So, you know, he's not a free transfer. He's not an available player. He is somebody that Paul has mentioned, has talked about.
Given today's announcement, is he off the agenda?
Well, the current wage demands would put him off the radar. Yeah, I wouldn't ask the chairman to put the club in that situation to pay that sort of money for a striker. I mean, at the end of the day, Andy, players are worth what you feel that they are worth, but you've got to be able to afford what you can afford. We're not in the elite bunch where we can afford to pay, X thousands of pounds a week. And it doesn't guarantee you that that player is going to be a success. We're not in a position where we can bring players to the club that cost X, and then if they didn't perform, we're in trouble. We've got to bring players in that we know are going to improve us, and we know that we can develop them to be even better players. And that's the route everybody's happy with here. The manager's happy, I'm happy, the chairman's happy. We're all singing off the same end sheet, and we're all wanting to be successful with Chesterfield. But we also have to remember that there has to be stability as a football club.